The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 294. I hope that you guys are doing very well today. However, if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety, then you can get a free session with me to get that. All you need to do is to head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book that free session directly, or if you prefer, you can simply just send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about something very important, which is trust when it comes to OCD, and actually being able to step out with trust. A big part of getting over OCD actually involves this. And, you know, if we just stay in our comfort zone, it can be very hard for us to actually, change things in the long run. So today I'm going to be talking about that. If you find the podcast helpful, it would be fantastic if you could follow on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Robert James Coaching UK. Also, we now have Patreon for the podcast. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast, you can now do that simply by signing up. You can follow the link in the show notes. There's different tiers that you can support the show with, and any support at all is much appreciated. So there we go, guys. That is it. I really hope that you enjoy. As always, if you have any questions, do please let me know. And off we go. I'm going to start today with a quote, and it's by Martin Luther King Jr. And it's this: faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. And so often with OCD, when I first, began to kind of get a bit better with OCD, when things started to improve a little bit, the main reason was that for some reason, I think I just decided that I was going to entrust a bit more in fate, in the universe, in whatever you want to call it. But, I decided that if I was just going to, stay stuck in this battle for certainty, I kind of realized on a very deep level that I was just going to stay stuck, and nothing was going to change for me. And I guess the amount of pain and struggle I was going through at that time, was so much that I was able to motivate myself to somehow make that decision. And it kind of was a decision in a way. You may think to yourself, well, how can I just create more trust in my life, and how can I be more trusting and step out into that? For me, it was almost like a decision where, I just said to myself, I can't be doing this for any longer. I can't put up with this, this obsessing, this compulsing, going around in circles with these ruminations and thoughts and all of this stuff that was, had been plaguing my life for so long. I just didn't want to do it anymore. Simply did not want to do it. I'd had enough. And so I made that decision to say, I'm just going to try to let go some of the time, to try to let go of a specific obsession, for example, and just step out back into life and to let go of looking for certainty about that thing. Now, of course, I say it as if it's an easy thing, and it isn't an easy thing at all. What Martin Luther King is talking about there, taking that first step, you know, even when you don't see the whole staircase. It is what we need to do. But that doesn't mean that it's easy. You know, often it's incredibly hard and incredibly difficult. But, you know, if you can find a way to do that, if you can recognize that actually, you know, that is the thing that, you know, when it comes down to it, that's the thing that you've really got to do. You've got to find a way to step out into that uncertainty. You know, and so whether that is through faith in some kind of spiritual practice, religion perhaps that you have, or whether that's faith in something else, faith in, you know, that the world is inherently good, for example, or, you know, that, I don't know, for whatever reasons that you might have for trusting in things. Maybe, you know, good things have happened to you in your life. You know, perhaps you're very grateful for lots of things in your life, and, you know, that's a reason to trust. Whatever it is, see if you can reflect on, you know, what you can trust in and what evidence you have to demonstrate to you that, you know, that you can have some trust in life, that perhaps life does have your back in some way. And, you know, even if that's a real struggle for you, you know, see if you can reflect on that. And this is why actually, you know, so often I encourage people to develop a gratitude practice, because when we focus on gratitude, you know, and we do that each day, perhaps you keep a journal, or perhaps, you know, first thing when you wake up in the morning, you know, you've got a habit of reflecting on the things that you're grateful for that morning. When you do that over time, it does really help, in my experience, with being able to create this sense of trust. Because, you know, so often there are, well, not so often, in fact, like all the time, there's so many amazing things that are going on, so many more things that are right in our lives than actually are wrong. You know, so obviously, you know, just the fact that we're here, we're able to breathe, our bodies are doing all of these amazing things for us in order for us to be alive. You know, just the very fact that we're here, we're able to eat, we're able to talk, we're able to communicate with people, we're able to tell jokes and laugh, we're able to learn things, we're able to use the internet to, you know, connect with people from all over the world. There's podcasts, there's films, there's culture, there's food, there's all sorts of amazing things that, you know, that don't necessarily have to be here, but they are. And I feel that when we get in touch with that sense of gratitude for things, when we really focus on that, you know, rather than, you know, all of this negativity that OCD wants us to focus on. OCD does not want us to trust at all in anything other than, you know, trying to get rid of anxiety. It wants us to stay stuck. It wants us to be, you know, in this rumination trap, because that's the thing that's familiar to it. You know, and so when you actually begin to try to push back a little bit and take that step towards your own discomfort, you know, which is what really we do when I talk about stepping out with trust, you know, what you're doing is you're trying to step out into that discomfort. And when we do that, of course, it's going to be difficult. You're going to get, you know, feedback. You're going to get stress and anxiety that comes up. But what we can do with that is we can learn that actually we're a lot stronger than we may believe, that we can actually deal with that discomfort, that we can progressively learn to step out into more and more discomfort and anxiety, you know, through doing gradual healthy exposure work, for example. You know, you can learn that actually you can deal with anxiety, you can deal with discomfort. These are just things, the emotional states that for some reason we've learned to push away, you know, because we've got into this kind of untrusting state of mind. You know, when these difficult states come up, we think, well, I can't deal with that, it's too much. But actually, you know, we can. And if we can learn to trust a bit more, you know, in the world, but also in ourselves, that we can deal with these things, you know, then actually the situation begins to change and it begins to get a lot better. And I came across another quote, and it's from something called Fleur de Lis coaching, I think that is. I'm not entirely sure if that's how you pronounce it, but it's this: great things never came from your comfort zones. And I really like that quote. I think it's absolutely spot on. So often, you know, we want to stay in our comfort zone. You know, that was me for many years. I did not want to step out of my comfort zone at all, you know, because that created anxiety. And anxiety was something that I was allergic to. Whenever it came up, you know, that sense of panic would grow. And I just found it so difficult to step out of my comfort zone, you know, and deal with the anxiety that would come up from that. You know, but fortunately, I learned that, you know, in order for me to change, I actually had to do that. And, you know, this quote really sums that up so well. You know, in order for us to grow, to change, to develop, to become the person that we can be, you know, and to manage OCD and really begin to put it in its place, you know, we do have to step out of our comfort zone, even if it's just a little bit to start with, where you're just gently pushing back each day, doing a few things that get you moving in the right direction. You know, that stepping out of your comfort zone and trusting is the thing that can bring amazing changes. Anyway, guys, that is it for today. I really hope that you found that helpful. As always, if you have any questions, do please let me know, and I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com, and there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast, is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.